Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, boy. What a show we have for you today.
Big one.
Before we get started, we got to say what's up to Chewy and our family there in Atlanta. Hey, everybody. Hope everybody's good.
What's up, y'all? Hey,
all right, so later in the show, this is a really juicy story. Is Brian Austin Green trolling his ex-wife Megan Fox? You're not going to believe what he did. That's pretty cool. And find out which rapper expeditiously went from dad to granddad. Plus, Frank's been cheating on us here at Dish Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're going to get to the bottom of that, Frank Kramer. We will.
Right. We are.
A little later in the show. But first, but first, Frank, what you got?
Well, it looks like we have two alleged...
That was cute, Frank.
Yes. First up, we got Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner.
Hello.
Ooh, I like them.
Many of you may not remember, but they have a history together.
What's it?
They were both on the show Alias back in 2001.
Oh, right.
And on the show, they had a great chemistry together.
That's
Frank,
right.
You're
I totally
right.
Forgot
I don't
about
remember that.
Not a big Alias fan?
Wow.
Well, they were spotted out at the beach with Bradley Cooper's daughter, Leia.
Okay.
Oh.
And they were all making sandcastles together.
Sandcastles?
What?
So fans think something might be brewing between the two. And Jennifer's now single. She and boyfriend John Miller broke up after nearly 2 years of dating. And the other alleged smasherization, after months of speculation, sources are saying that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are allegedly back together and trying for baby number two.
No!
We all saw this coming when they kept spending time together and saying it was for the baby. And then when she posted him, you don't post your baby daddy unless y'all still smashing.
Can we talk about Jen and Bradley Cooper, though?
Let's talk about Jen and Bradley, though. Jennifer's now single, and so is Bradley. So, Heidi, do you see them making it happen or just friends at the beach making sandcastles?
I absolutely love this. I like it because she's been married, got kids. He's got kids, and the reason I really like it is because they have a foundation. They've known each other for 20 years. They've worked together, so she's seen him outside of being in a relationship. She can see his work ethic and how he treats people, so I like it that they have a good foundation. I hope this is true, because I want her to be happy. Like, I'm bummed that what Ben Affleck did to her, like, I find it really charming and really good. I want her to be happy, and hopefully that's Bradley
Cooper.
But
she won't be happy. She's a cold fish. And why would she want Bradley Cooper? Didn't he hurt Lady Gaga?
No.
No.
That was a Star Is Born.
Gary.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, it looks like Brian Austin Green has clapped back at his ex-wife Megan Fox's new relationship in a petty IG post, y'all. So Megan shared the couple's first picture with her new flame, Machine Gun Kelly, on IG with the caption, "Achingly beautiful, boy. My heart is yours."
This is Achingly Instagram. Beautiful. So now they're Instagram official. Is that what this is when you say first pic? Because I've definitely seen pictures of them before.
Yeah, this is official. It's official. And only a couple hours later, Brian clapped back with his IG post of a slideshow with pictures of his four sons, three of which he has with Megan, with the caption, y'all, get ready for this, "Achingly beautiful, boys, my heart is yours."
Listen, I would have never done this. No, I would have never done this because this lets Megan know that he's paying so much attention, he has to be petty and say the exact same thing she's saying. I wouldn't even let her know that I was paying attention like that.
It seems like 1 minute Brian's being supportive of the relationship, and now it looks like he's being shady. You guys think is he having fun, or is he being, is he being petty, y'all?
Petty.
Oh, I think it's both. I think it's really both.
Petty.
A queen, honey, acting like a damn queen.
Don't use my kid to be shady against me. That's what you're not gonna do.
But I think it's kind of her being petty by posting such a thing, like, "Achingly beautiful, boy, my heart is yours," when there is some, like, overlap of their situation, whereas, like, maybe she was with Machine Gun Kelly before she was completely over with Brian Austin Green. So to post something so disgustingly sweet and gross that you know I'm going to see and my sons are going to see, this is a clapback going, stop being so stupid.
Yeah. Yo, and when your ex is on dates and you're at home doing laundry,
that's not
you
fair.
Feel extra whack.
That is, she was out with Machine Gun Kelly and Brian Austin Green had the kids for the weekend. He's like, oh, achingly beautiful boy.
Right. All right, y'all. Now, honey, I saw our soon-to-be new co-host, honey, Miss Sherry Shepard on Good Morning America, honey, having a grand old time promoting her podcast, Two Funny Mamas, with Miss Kim Whitley. And y'all, guess what? She gave Dish Nation a shout-out. Yes, honey, she gave one.
Thank you, Sherry.
Now, Sherry, also let it be known, y'all, how Dish Nation, honey, is going to help her find a man. Watch.
I was given a note that said you have it written in your contract that you can mention on the air at Dish Nation that you are single. Is that right?
Yes. I negotiated that into my contract. Once a week, I get to promote anything. And what I am promoting is that I'm single every single week. I mean, look, you got to do what you got to do. This is quarantine, y'all.
Wait a second. We can put extra stuff in our contract? Okay.
That's what I'm screaming, honey.
I would have been had somebody 5 years ago.
You and me both, honey. Exactly. So, Frank, honey, so how do you feel, honey, this will help Sherry get a bigger pool of eligible suitors?
I think it'll work. Since I've been on Dish Nation, I've had a lot of men drop into my DMs and tell me how cute I am.
All right, y'all, keeping it moving. Portia, your Real Housewives of Atlanta co-star Candy Burris gifted her husband, Todd Tucker, a sweet old treat for his birthday, y'all. And y'all ain't gonna believe this, but she gave Todd a red light special party, darling. Now, let me tell you what she did, okay? This is genius. She had strippers popping on the handstand, baby, and shaking what their mama gave them, but it wasn't a traditional strip club set up, y'all. Oh, no, baby. Miss Candy made sure her and her man and all their guests stayed COVID-free by wearing masks and having the strippers dropping low inside of a glass box, y'all.
Wow. That's cool.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I like that. You keep your money. You can throw it at them and pick it back up off the floor.
Y'all, she shared the footage of the twerking celebration on social media, and everybody was here for it.
So, Headcrack, Chewy, and Frank, does this get you excited just touching these girls?
Strippers, like, being in glass boxes is almost like the live version of the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that human contact and connection is what makes it great. You know what I mean? Right. It just feels so, like, hands-off-y.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about this. It's not going to be as sexy at all, because if anyone has had a dog and a sliding glass door and they want to get in where they're, like, scratching it with their hands and they put their nose on it, it's got all these smears on the door, and it's like, this is nasty.
Nose print.
Yeah. I don't want to see nasty prints all over the glass.
You don't want to see the booty print on the glass?
I don't want to see the booty print.
Oh.
I want the booty print dust for prints on my face, not on the glass.
Where are you, Chewy?
I want to put my nose on it so the glass thing doesn't work for me.
All right, coming up, Heidi's going to serve us up some dumb Dish You Missed.
Oh.
And it's going to make you want to dance with somebody.
Oh.
So we'll explain later.
Dish Nation.
Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, it's time for a new Dish segment.
Ooh, all
right. It's called Heidi's Dumb.
Yay!
I don't want that segment.
I'm kidding. It doesn't have a B on it. It's D-U-M. It's Heidi's Dish You Missed.
Okay, let's get to it, because I got three stories I want to run through fast, but you should know this, because this is really cool. First up, Whitney Houston's biopic titled I Want to Dance with Somebody has been confirmed and awesome. Should be in theaters or maybe our houses, they're saying, around Thanksgiving. Oh. 2022. Okay. Seems like a lifetime away. And this is cool because the writer behind the Queen biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, will write the screenplay.
Ooh,
and
yes.
It's good to know that the project has the backing of Whitney Houston's estate, and this is also important, it has the backing of music producer Clive Davis.
Okay, so you're going to get some of that good music up in there.
That's huge.
What do you think,
Brad? That's huge.
I think that I'm excited to see this movie, especially with Clive Davis's input. I would like to see more about her and her daughter's relationship, because they were like best friends, and we don't get to see a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see the relationship with her and her mom more, too.
Moving on, Zonique Pollins, daughter to Tamika, Tiny Harris, and stepdaughter to T.I. Oh, this is so juicy, you guys.
Gosh.
She revealed she's expecting her first child with her boyfriend of 2 years, rapper Bad Hunta Izzy, but it seemed like everyone was hip to the news early, except T.I., because Zonique told T.I. the big news live on Fox Soul.
Are you serious?
Get ready to be awkward. Take a look at this.
Wow.
Who do you think this sonogram belongs to?
I'm going to say anybody but Neat Me.
I want to congratulate you on being the grandfather. That's all I got to tell you.
You say,
right.
It's come again.
It's me, Pop.
What do you think, Chewy? Do you think T.I.'s reaction? I mean, he looks super disappointed.
Anytime, if you're with your parent and they say, come again, you run. Lucky, she's lucky. She broke this news over a Zoom call, because anytime a parent says, come again, you know they're going to reach for a belt, they're going to reach for a chancla, they're going to reach for something, they're going to chase your ass out the house.
All right, and this is a Heidi dish you missed, a.k.a. dumb. now, this it would not be complete, I don't think, without a Kardashian story, and I've got one for you. It seems that Kourtney Kardashian is not okay. She's not okay, you guys.
What do you mean?
After getting, she got her 5-year-old son Rain Disick. She got his first haircut. Yes, he's five
at
years
five,
old.
Oh, yeah. About time.
And got his first haircut. She shared a shocking photo of Rain, and she went all the way, like not just a trim. Because remember, Rain had this long hair past his shoulders. And now he's got a buzz cut, and it's a very dramatic change from that long blonde hair.
It is.
So, Portia, do you think? Because I know those kids, and at some point, PJ's not there yet, but at some point, she's going to have her own opinion, her own personality. Where whatever you're doing to her hair now, she may at five go, I don't like this.
Listen, she could be Tiffany Haddish age and want to go bald. When the day she cut her baby hairs off, that I have baby since she was born, I'm not going to be okay.
Oh. But the thing is, Portia, she could say, "Mama, all you do is wear wigs, so I want to cut my hair."
Yes, but at the same time, mommy got some edges. Mommy will always have edges. Mama always take care of her natural hair, okay?
Up next, find out which member of the Dish family, honey, is trying to upstage me, honey, by having a role in a new Netflix movie. We'll tell you who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger has terminated any differences he may have had with ex-wife Maria Shriver. She and their four kids celebrated the governator's birthday, who turned 73 years old last week, y'all.
Wow.
And his son, Patrick, posted a picture of the celebration.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Can you believe that, y'all? 73 years old. Wow.
Man, that's amazing.
So looking good.
Yeah, but someone who apparently wasn't at the party was Arnold's other son, Joseph Baena. And a few days earlier, Joseph posted a few pics and a tribute to his pops. He said, "Wishing the happiest birthday to my dad. You will always be numero uno." I love that, man. I love that.
That always is so touching.
Joseph posted those pictures and used his father's birthday as a chance for a thirst trap. Look at this. This is a total thirst trap. He does look exactly like his dad.
They have the exact same body. What's weird is all of the kids with Maria Shriver, they don't really look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Happy birthday, Dad. Don't let me pose for you.
Now let's see who's the numero uno son, because I'm the one who looks exactly like Dad.
Right. HK, do you think he has a different kind of bond with Arnold because he is into bodybuilding and he does it professionally? personally. You think the other kids are bitter about that, bro?
Absolutely. He probably has way more fun with Joe because they have so many common interests. Like, you know, Joe knows where the gym is. Arnold's real kids knows where Jimmy John's is. You know what I mean? Like, so they're going to spend way more time together.
All right, y'all, settle down, settle down. That is enough about Arnold because we have our very own superstar in the cast of Dish Nation. Did y'all know that?
What?
No.
Yes.
Who
our
is
very
it?
Own Frank Kramer. That's right. Congratulations are definitely in order because our very own Frank is the star of the new Netflix film, Malibu Rescue, The Next Wave. Check it out.
Okay.
I'm here with Roger Dozier, the new senior captain of Malibu Rescue and the host of this year's Beachmaster. So, Roger, the big question on everybody's mind is, will Team USA take the title for a historic fifth straight year?
I mean, is that really the question on everybody's mind? I mean, what about just getting out there, doing your best, and having a great time?
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
All right, okay, relax, okay, people. Relax.
Well, thank you very much, thank you.
We've congratulated you. We're happy for you. It's wonderful. But let's get real. I've seen the movie. The movie is G-rated. I've known you for over 20 years. You're not that great an actor. How hard was it for you to remain rated G, Frank Kramer?
Well, obviously, you're not a great actor because you can't stick to the script. It says, hey, just ask Frank how hard it was to be in a G-rated movie because he's so cool.
I'm an improv actor.
It is.
She's an improv.
It was very hard. The hardest part, I mean, when you put a production like this together, I mean, it really is a production, and it takes so many people, from the cinematographers to the music, but who really failed me was wardrobe. I mean, who wears a leather jacket to the beach?
I really couldn't get past that.
I mean, it was great that they had me on. It's a great cast. They had their first movie, then it was an eight-episode series, then this is the second movie. Hopefully, they'll get another series out of this, so be sure and go to Netflix. It's out now. Watch Malibu Rescue, The Next Wave. I'd appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We proud of you.
Coming up next, Lita Waif is working on a new project that's gonna open your eyes about marriage. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we all know the talented writer and actress and producer Lena Waithe. Yeah, she's the creator of my favorite show, The Chi. Well, she's created a lot of shows, but The Chi is my favorite. And it looks like her next project is about open marriages, y'all. Ooh. Lena told The Hollywood Reporter that she's never been in an open marriage, but it fascinates her. Now, Lena is newly single after splitting from her wife, Alana Mayo, in January, just 2 months after revealing they secretly got married. So Lena says the inspo behind her new show is that she thinks the nation needs to reevaluate what marriage looks like because what they have right now is not working. Boom. So, Chewy, you were in Lena's other show, 20s. Are you here for a show about open marriages? Would you want to roll?
Oh, I actually was in 20s, episode 4. Go check that out.
Congrats, yes.
But yo.
We're just surrounded by celebrities around here.
I would love to play a role about open marriages, exploring that as a character and building my character up. I would love to do that, man. And me and my girl Lena already talking about it, so we'll see what happens, and I'm excited.
That's what's up.
I get so jealous that I'm kind of jealous if we go to somebody's house and another woman cooks a really great dinner, and my wife's like, oh, my God. This is so good. It's good. Like, you don't have to be so over the top. So I get jealous just with that. I could never, ever be in an open relationship. I'm too jealous.
That's right.
I think my wife would be okay with it.
No.
I think my wife would be okay with, you know, her not having to have sex with me and me having sex with other people. I think that's what she'd be fine with. She's like, just go get off me, please.
I am the wife. I don't want another woman or a man around us.
That's right.
Hershey, you don't have to jump all the way in the pool of open marriage. You can just start out small. How about me and Dennis wife swap?
You know, you're just trying to find your end.
Oh my God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.